And joining me right now at Fromm Brothers Farms, I have Dick Reamer. Dick, thanks so much for joining us. When were you here, for how many years, and what are some of the things you did?
Well, I started working here at age 15, which would have been, I believe, 59. I started watering mink with my dad. He had been put on light duty because of an injury. And so he was watering mink because of that, so he got me a summer job at age 15, and so I watered with him. And our day, normal day, was from 7 in the morning with a half an hour lunch, and then we'd work till, I believe it was 4:30. So, and then we worked 5 hours on Saturday normally. And depending upon how warm it was, we might work all day Saturday, and then sometimes we'd work a half a day on Sunday as well. And what we did was we had a hose that came from a wagon with a water tank on it, and the water came out of that tank gravity. And then part of those duties were also washing the drinking cups because they would get a green, a slimy film on them. And then every day we would wash a certain amount of drinking cups so that we would keep up with it.
Now, the drinking cups were used by the mink. And how many times a day did you have to water them? And about how many animals did you take care of?
Boy, I can't tell you the number of animals, but we worked in what was known as the East Yard, which is east of the boarding house and east of the slaughterhouse. It was thousands of mink, I know that. And again, it would depend on how hot it was. If it was more of a normal weather day, then we would spend more time washing cups. But if it was a real hot day, then we would continue to water more to make sure that the mink always had enough water.
And did they get watered multiple times a day?
They could get watered as high as twice a day on some of those warm days. I would say... we didn't wash drinking cups on those hot days. We pretty much watered.
And did you have to open the boxes in order to get the water cups out and put the water in?
No, the drinking cups you could reach from outside of the pen. And so there was a little, you could just either get the water right through the water cage, or the wire cage, or there would be a snout on the outside on some of those.
And how many years did you do this with your dad, or then on your own?
I did that only 1 year. And then the following year, I came back at age 16, and then we caught mink and fox. And we on the fox, we would catch the young, and they would get their claws clipped, or their cords clipped, I should say, and they would get their ears tattooed if they were going to be kept. And then when they were old enough, more towards the end of the summer, we would separate what we called the breeders and tattoo the ears on those. And then the pelters, which would be the ones that are going to get slaughtered at the end of the year, they would get shipped off to the ranges.
Now, were you ever involved in the grading of the foxes then?
I was not directly involved. What we did with some of those is we would catch them so that our boss Lawrence could grade those fox.
And you were here, you started when you were 15 in the summers, and about how many years did you work full-time after you finished school?
I never worked full-time. I worked summers. The last summer I worked here, I was 18, which was 64. And we also caught mink, and we vaccinated the mink for, and I can't remember, it was, I believe it was food poisoning. I'm just not sure exactly what we vaccinated for. I'm thinking I'm at a loss right now.
Did you ever consider staying here because your father was here? Was your father here full-time for a number of years?
Yes, my father and mother worked here for quite a number of years. But no, I never considered staying. To me, it was summer employment. And so when fall came, I graduated from high school, worked here that summer, and then when fall came, I went elsewhere to get another job.
As your parents worked here for so many years, did you come along before even the times that you worked here to be with your dad or your mom as they worked?
Yes. I came here when I was a little boy, and I slept in the boarding house in my mom's room. I'm thinking we probably got here at 4:30 in the morning. And my dad actually didn't start working at 7, but in those days they only had one vehicle, and my mom had to be here early to cook in the boarding house. And so I got to sleep in her bedroom.
As you were around here, did you eat then sometimes here with the workers as well?
Yes, I did. Actually, it was after they were done. I would sometimes get a meal. And then in my teens, I would come here on Saturday mornings a lot. And then the reason for that was so that I could walk from here to St. John's Church for what we called Saturday school. It was actually Sunday school that we held on Saturday in those years.
As you think about this as being a place where you grew up, had a lot of time here, what are some of the memories that you have that people should hear about?
Well, one of the memories I have that I get a kick out of is when I was 16, four of us went to Boulder Junction to vaccinate mink for a week. And we got to meet Henry Frum, one of the original Frum brothers. And I remember his fingers being very crippled, and his back, he would be stooped over because of his back. He had a lot of arthritis. I can remember that very well. And as we vaccinated, Leroy Motz, who we always called Moses, he was doing the vaccinating at that time. And then three of us vaccinated, and I believe it was Earl Becker, Louis Winter, and myself were the people that caught the mink, and Leroy would do the vaccinating. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, Henry Frum would come out with a warm Marathon Superfine beer for our morning break. And then at noon, he would come with another beer if we wanted one. At 3 o'clock, it was the same thing. And then at 5 o'clock, we would normally be done working. However, we'd still get offered a beer, and we'd have our evening meal, and we'd probably work another couple hours, and then you could help yourself to refreshments as much as you wanted.
As you look at it right now, because you were here in the sort of the middle years, about how many people do you think were working here at the time? Do you have any idea, Dick?
Boy, that's a hard question. I'm thinking at that time there had to be well over 100, because I never worked in the ginseng gardens, and I know there were quite a number of people in the gardens. I would have to say well over 100. That would be my best guess.
Have you run across some old friends or people you worked with here today?
I have. Yes. It was a lot of fun meeting some people that I hadn't seen since we were teens.
Well, again, Dick Reamer, thank you so much for joining us.
I wanted to comment on something else.
Sure.
Okay, another thing I wanted to comment on was when I was 18, they gave me the needle and told me that I was going to be doing the vaccinating. And, you know, I was quite, I guess you could say I was a little bit scared that I would probably kill a mink. And at that time we had four people catching. And so you vaccinated a lot of mink in one day. And I'm thinking probably 1,000 would not be out of the question. But I wish I could remember exactly how many we vaccinated. But it was a lot of mink in one day. And in that time period, or during that summer, I killed one mink. And I don't recall who was catching or who was holding the mink at the time, but how they had to hold it was with the head down, and they'd hold it at the back half of the body and tip it upside down so that the paws would extend to you upside down, and then you would vaccinate in that kind of like our armpit or paw pit area, and the mink, whoever was holding it, the mink kind of got away from him, and just as I was going to vaccinate it, I stuck it in the chest, and of course it went limp immediately, and that was it. So I was able to kill one mink, unfortunately.
Was that a very, very expensive mistake?
You know, I don't really know, but at the time they were worth a lot of money, so I can guarantee it was a lot more than my day's wages were. And I remember the wages at that time that I started with was $1 an hour, and then my following year was $1.05, and then the following year $1.10, $1.15, and $1.20. It was a nickel raise every year.
Well, again, Dick, thank you so much for joining us,
sir. Thank you.